Welcome back to Countdown and Kickoff. Ben Fontana joined by head coach of the Orange, Scott Schaefer, coming off a bye week after its 56-0 loss to Georgia Tech. And, Coach, we forget about that game. It's 2 weeks past now. When it's all said and done, we're here on Saturday afternoon. What do you say you improved on most after these 2 weeks have gone?
Well, we had a lot of work at a lot of different areas, but we tried to really slim down our passing game and improve on, seeing some windows with our wide receivers and quarterbacks. And then defensively, we're trying to get back on track with our base defense after coming off a different look in the Georgia Tech deal. So really focusing in on that, and really more than anything is just keeping our focus on the next game and understanding that, one loss was one loss behind us, and now we got to find a way to get one victory.
Yeah, earlier in the week you mentioned how that loss might have lingered a little bit. Are you worried about it, or do you just want to get out on the field this afternoon and get it done?
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. Our kids are well focused. We have a mature team, a big group of seniors that have done a nice job, keeping the ship nice and tight. And I just know that they're extremely anxious to get out there on the field today.
Ben Fontana joined by head coach of the Orange, Scott Schaefer, whose Orange takes on Wake Forest this afternoon in the Carrier Dome. You guys are back home, 3-4. Wake Forest is 4-4. Both teams really could use a win. How do you get your guys to focus and not look at the bigger picture and say, hey, we need 6 wins. We need a win right now.
The same way we always have been. I think the whole thing is, what do we need to focus on? What are the small areas, the small targeted areas, as we talk to the kids, that we need to really work on to get better? And let's focus on controlling the controllables and not worrying about the things that are outside of that box. And the bigger pictures will take care of themselves if we take care of the small pictures. And that's what we've really looked at this last 2 weeks.
And for yet another week, Terrell Hunt and Drew Allen splitting snaps. We saw them play both halves against Georgia Tech. We should expect to see Terrell Hunt, I think, start, as you said, last game. But how much will we see of Drew, if any, this week?
A lot of it will be dependent upon how things are going. He's ready to go. He's worked some reps with the ones as well as Terrell. But like you said, Terrell get the start, and hopefully he takes off and plays well. But if we're struggling, just like at any other position on the field, we won't be afraid to go ahead and put Drew in the ball game.
Ben Fontana with head coach of the Orange, Scott Schaefer, whose Orange again takes on Wake Forest this afternoon in the Carrier Dome, coming up in a little bit here on WAER. And look at Wake Forest's defense, even giving praise to the offense, but big kid up front, Nikita Whitlock, has 7 sacks on the season. What kind of makes him so troubling up front?
He's an outstanding player. He plays a zero technique, which is a nose guard that's right over the center. He's very quick, and I bet you he was a wrestler when he was growing up. He's extremely quick, plays well with his hands, and he just has a motor that never stops. He's fun to watch. Being an old defensive coach, you love watching those kids that have a high motor. He makes a ton of plays when he's leaving his feet and throwing his arm into a shoestring tackle. He just never gives up. He's a relentless football player, and hopefully we can minimize the number of plays he makes today. But we do have our hands full.
On the other side of the ball, the Demon Deacons have an offense kind of similar to what you guys saw a couple years ago with the same wide receiver, Campanero, who you've been giving praise to all week. Just what separates him from every other wide receiver here in the conference?
I would say it's anticipation. And when I say anticipation, he and Tanner Price, their quarterback, they have a good feel for one another. Tanner will throw it to an open area, and Campanero will go get it. Sounds simple, but really that's one of those things we've actually been working hard on our kids to see and understand. Quarterbacks have to throw to areas, open areas, and wide receivers have to get their bodies to those areas. And that's part of being a good offensive football team, and that's the one thing that they've done. They've featured Campanero, obviously. Huge part of their offense. 44% of all their passes have been thrown at him this year, and there's a reason for it. He's very similar to a Wes Welker type guy, and he's got better speed than people give him credit for. He finds ways to get on top of people in the vertical game as well. So it'll be a great challenge, and we're up to it.
Ben Fontana joined by head coach of the Orange, Scott Schaefer, here. Syracuse, Wake Forest, a couple minutes here at 12:30. I did mention that game in 2011. It was tough, physical, overtime game, 36-29. How much can you draw from that game, if anything?
Well, a little bit. There's been a lot of faces that have changed, and a lot of the same guys still will be playing. They've changed a little bit up front. They've opened up their splits. They've thought outside of the box to try to create space and separation so the quarterback can have better windows in the run game. The quarterback draws and the tailback draws are things that they've gone to. So they've changed a little bit schematically to who they have personnel-wise, and it's been a nice job by Coach Grobe adjusting, and they found ways to win games that way. So we need to adjust as well, put our game plan out there, and go get them.
Finally, Coach, we know that Ryan will not play, your place kicker Ryan Norton, against the game for the game against Wake Forest. So who should Syracuse fans expect to see out there kicking this week?
Yeah, both Jonathan Fisher and Riley Dixon will have the kicking duties, different situations, different guys are ready to go. They've worked diligently this week to do a good job, especially with their off time. So you know, I feel good about it, and we look forward to getting Ryan back next week.
Ben Fontana with head coach of the Orange, Scott Schaefer, the Orange and Wake Forest, coming up here at 12:30 right here on WAER.